I am Terry Groves with another Brat Time story. I am a very experienced brat, and I share my childhood memories in a weekly blog, Being a Brat. You can find me online at beingabrat.com and on my Being a Brat Facebook page. The following Brat Time story is one of my blog posts. Brats, Dad and the Bridge. My dad has always been my hero. Bigger than life, able to fix any problem, he could easily leap tall buildings in order to keep us kids safe. He's still my hero, even though I know the tall building thing isn't entirely true. I remember riding around the neighborhood on my tricycle. I tried to keep up with my older brothers, Mark and Robin, but they had two-wheeler bikes, so I didn't stand a chance. No matter how hard I pedaled, they sped ahead of me without really trying. A few houses away from ours, on Jameswood Drive on the Air Base in Winnipeg, was a sidewalk that linked Jameswood Drive and Leicester Square. Halfway along this sidewalk was a wooden bridge that spanned a small ditch. The bridge was a simple construction, 2x4s, or maybe they were 4x6s, laid across two other boards that spanned the ditch. It was fun to ride across the bridge because there were spaces between the boards, and the tires of my tricycle would bump as I rode. If I hummed in my throat as I rode across, I would be rewarded with a warble in my voice. I could be entertained in some pretty simple ways in those days. One of the cross pieces broke, about 6 or 8 inches of it cracking off one end, leaving a gap on that side of the bridge. My challenge became seeing how close I could get my rear tire to that broken part of the bridge. That's the kind of thing this brat would get himself up to when he was 4. Well, I managed to get my rear tire very close to that broken part. So close one day that it went into the gap and I fell off the bridge. Now, a fall of less than 1 foot is not a big deal, unless you're 4 years old. Being that young and that small, it was a huge fall worthy of untold wailing and crying. I managed to recover myself enough to get home where Mum could give me much needed sympathy. Of course, I may have forgotten to tell her that it was actually my own fault that I fell off the bridge. In fact, my version probably described how the bridge rose up and grabbed me, tossed me into the air, and then laughed as I lay in a crumpled heap. What can I say? I'm a brat. When Dad heard about my catastrophic event, all the fault of that broken bridge, he got out his hammer, saw, and a piece of lumber, and a tobacco can full of nails, carried all these items to the offending bridge, pried out that broken piece, and replaced it with a brand new one. That was how problems were taken care of in those days, back in the early 60s. Normally a fix like that would require a call to base construction engineering, and then wait for them to dispatch a crew to do the work. But Dad wasn't having any of that. Every time I rode over that bridge, I took pride in the fact that my father had fixed it. The new board, so much whiter and brighter than the rest, reminded me how he had worked to correct what was wrong. I can still remember watching him as he worked, him hammering the nails to secure the lumber, a clump of his jet black hair, normally combed back from his forehead, hanging forward almost into his eyes. His eyes were stern with concentration, or with anger at that bridge that had dared to hurt his son. Even after I graduated to a two-wheeler and we had moved to a larger PMQ on Leicester Square, I could detect the difference in color of that newer board. I've checked out the site on Google Maps, and the bridge, as well as the ditch it spanned, are gone. Just flat grass. How boring. But in my mind, I can still see that off-color board that had been replaced by my Superman. Was one or both of your parents the type of person who didn't wait around for someone else to fix things? What are your favorite memories of this?